So this presentation is called My Employee Did What? Identifying and Mitigating Employment Risk. And the point of the presentation, in addition to getting you an hour of ethics on a Friday afternoon, the point of the presentation is to talk to you about how employers can identify, hopefully, prevent, hopefully, but certainly investigate and mitigate extreme and outrageous employee misconduct. And so my first story of extreme and outrageous employee misconduct involves a chemical called acetone peroxide. If you Google acetone peroxide, or if you Google it the way that I did, if you Google Mother of Satan, which is its street name, you will find out that acetone peroxide is a very, very powerful chemical. This is its chemical makeup. Here's a lovely 3D drawing of its chemical makeup, and here's what it looks like in real life. Let me show you quickly a very, very short video of what it looks like when you use it. That's a beer can full of this stuff, not even full, in a microwave in the middle of the field, by the way, in case you were wondering. And then that's a bozo running away really fast. And that's half the microwave hitting the camera. So how does this relate to the presentation that I'm about to give today? So about 9 months ago, I had a client who called me and said, oh, there you can see the guy trying to recover. I had a client who called me and said, have you ever heard of Mother of Satan? That's how the phone call starts. And I said, no. And she said, well, you can Google it, but do understand that you'll be on an ATF watch list if you do. Okay. She said, but in particular, please don't Google Mother of Satan recipe, because then you'll really be on an ATF watch list. So this is a client of mine who, they office in a multi-story office building that's not all theirs, right? They're tenants in an office building. They're here in Austin. The names have been changed or hidden to protect the innocent and possibly the guilty.